Hi, this is Caitlin Connors, and welcome to the Live His Life podcast, where I'll be profiling successful professionals in the finance world. Hi, Mr. Espinosa. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your experience with career exploration?
Thanks, Caitlin, for having me. My name is John Espinosa, and I'm a portfolio manager at Nuveen, which is an asset management company. And so in terms of experience with career exploration, I would say that after college, definitely explored different avenues, different opportunities. At one point, I didn't even want to necessarily get into the financial services industry, but was looking at maybe a career in sports or coaching or teaching. So my first job after work was actually in more of a traditional banking job. It was in a trading support role. But after that initial first job after college, I did explore different opportunities in very different career areas. It was only after I had a few experiences in coaching and in sports that I figured that the best thing to do was to go back to graduate school and pursue more of a traditional finance or economics role, which would provide for more stable living and more opportunities for growth and career expansion. So I would say early years was just exploring, maybe not in the more traditional areas that I ended up in. Now, after I started a role in investment management after graduate school, I would say my exploration has been varying because I've had different roles as a quantitative analyst, different roles as a research analyst. I've also taken on big teams within an asset management company to lead them as well. And my latest role now is one as a portfolio manager. So I would say my experience has been ever changing. It's not been one or two roles for most of my career, but instead always looked at different opportunities to grow and expand.
You shared a little bit about your education, which leads us into my next question. How has the education that you have received helped you on your path toward finance?
Sure. So maybe start out with my undergraduate degree. It was in economics and global business concentrations. It was under a bachelor's of business administration. So my education in undergrad is with a BBA. Sure, I had those concentrations and econ and global business, but I also had the traditional business curriculum with courses in accounting, finance, marketing, and management. So it was a pretty well-rounded undergraduate education, even though I specialized more in economics. And then I think I mentioned I went to graduate school. It was under a doctorate program in economics. And in particular, my focus was more economic development, which is more of a specialization within economics for developing countries and different kind of emerging market type focus in economic analysis. So putting that all together, I had a pretty well-rounded education in undergrad under business, and then I was more specialized in economics. And even though I didn't complete my doctorate, I got pretty far in that program, and that really helped me have a very broad base of economic education and training that I use in my job till this day.
What does your everyday job look like?
That's an interesting question for me because I wouldn't say that it looks the same every day. To answer the question a little bit better, maybe it helps to just explain a little bit what I do. So as a portfolio manager, my focus is on managing bond portfolios, primarily bonds that are issued by governments and companies from around the world. And so my typical day is one where it's pretty dynamic. You have a lot of different news events that happen that can impact the markets and bond prices. You have different economic numbers that are released. We've been focusing here in the US lately, such as inflation, which impacts the prices of bonds and interest rates. So a typical day for me is one where there's a lot of different news flow, a lot of different economic statistics that you have to process and digest so that you can then make investment decisions for these different portfolios.
How has your perception of the business world grown over time?
Probably a lot of facets to that. I think one major takeaway that I've had relative to my perception coming into the world of investment management is that I felt you always was needed to have the right answer or to always be knowledgeable about a certain topic or a certain decision that you were facing. And the reality is that instead, you need to be someone who's resourceful, resilient, humble, always willing to learn and ask lots of different questions because no one has an answer to everything. And instead, having, I think, those traits as opposed to having all the answers or having a really precise skill set for something, I think those traits are the ones that actually give you a lot more staying power and position you for success in the business world.
What is your ideal role?
In some ways, at least within this world of finance that I'm a part of in the investment management sector, I almost feel like I have the ideal role for me now. And so I would always kind of chuckle a bit when thinking about that question, because one of my favorite things to do away from career or work is just to read about foreign affairs, read about what's going on across the world in terms of economics and finance. So while it's not like I'm just reading for 10, 12 hours a day on those sorts of things, a big part of my day does include having to be on top of that news and themes and developments. And then I have the great ability and opportunity to actually make decisions, real live decisions around those events and those news. So, for example, it might be really interesting to be reading and learning about what's going on in a particular conflict from somewhere in the world. And typically, what I have to do is not only understand what's going on in that conflict, but then having to make decisions around the impacts of that conflict for our investments. So it's pretty cool that I get to do something I really like to do, but actually be put in a situation where you're more of a practitioner. You're not thinking about this theoretically or hypothetically. You're actually having to make real decisions around the stuff that you're digesting.
Is there a role in finance that you've heard of but have never experienced that you find interesting?
Yeah, I would say this world of cryptocurrency, I'm not much of a techie, as you could tell, and I know this is recorded, but we had some Zoom issues to start with. I'm not much of a techie. That said, I do find it pretty fascinating that there's this entire world that is not really part of the traditional finance world that merges technology, and in particular, this blockchain technology, and merges it with the world of finance, and would be pretty unique and different from what I've focused on for most of my career.
Do you have any last pieces of advice you would like to share?
So, definitely a few of the things I mentioned before are, I think, what you call them, words of advice or lessons learned. That you're going to go through a lot of ups and downs in your personal discovery and exploration. So continue to stay intellectually curious and understanding that you may not know really what you want to do until you start taking on different roles and experiences as you're in high school and you start to move on to college, would definitely suggest taking different internships while you're in college to give you a little bit more of a flavor of what's out there and what you might want to pursue. Also, just the simple experience of being in a business setting is something that for a high schooler is not something to take for granted. And what I mean by that is just basic business practices or etiquette or behavior or what to wear or what not to wear, different behavioral stuff that I found helpful when I was at least moving on to college to have a few internships to get me out there and see how I should be acting in a business setting. So I would say as a high schooler, those are the sorts of things that I would suggest. And I think also compared to when I was a high schooler, there's so many different resources out there that you can investigate on your own. And that hits on being intellectually curious and doing your research and doing your own homework. And compared to when I was a high schooler, when I'm kind of embarrassed to say we almost didn't even have the internet. We did, but just barely. I think that's really just a vast resource base that you can explore and also learn on your own.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
My pleasure, Caitlin. Hopefully there was something useful there for your benefit and for this project. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for joining me on the Live His Life podcast. Catch the next episode where I'll be talking with another successful professional in finance.